Let's play some rock guitar.
Biceps.
Hey guys, it's Brian. I may be calling from my submarine again. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to hear the playback. But it's fun call. I'll say hi. Good show. I thought the rapid fire was great, this week. Heading over to the new Best Buy in Baldwin. That's right. We got one. It's the best. Best Buy. Gonna pick up a little Death Proof. That's right. For some reason, only Death Proof is out. And the other one isn't, I guess. It's like suspense. But I'm gonna buy it. Because you guys said it was good. I've never seen it. But, you know, I heard great things from you both. More than anyone else. But that's about it, you know. Hope you guys have a great day and a great week and whatever. All right. Go cheese.
I got to see Mr. Brian the other day.
You saw Mr. Brian?
Yeah, high five.
It's fucking Saturday. Love this shit.
Love that.
Sorry, some, yeah. My New Year's resolution was stop cursing.
Oh.
It's,
it's some time.
What the fuck is this sticky shit?
It's juice, Joe.
Sorry. I forgot from the pre-show already. I'm sorry, go ahead. You were saying?
Yeah, I got to see him. We were, getting some pizzas.
Like, both of you?
No. Me and my dad went to, Touch of Italy, the best pizza place in Baltimore.
God. Naomi, help me out.
Oh my god.
Naomi's here.
She loves it.
Naomi's here.
You love Touch of Italy.
I did.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm outnumbered 2-1, whatever. I'll just adjust myself in the chair and say
I don't even like pizza.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's...
How do I...
Yeah.
Shh.
Quiet.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, she told me that and I was like, what?
Is this before or after you asked her out?
It was after.
You say you dodged a bullet there. Right? If this was like 10 years ago, he might have slapped you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, so...
So what was he doing?
I don't know. But, yeah, he scared me. I was... My dad went in to get...
Was he dressed as Batman?
No. It's a good one.
Last you. Last job. Check it out. Alright, it's next up. Blogspot.com. And Brian also called 718-304-7856. You can continue your story now.
Okay. I was watching my PSP. I was watching Arrested Development.
Nice.
In the car. My dad went to go get the pizza or whatever we got. And we were in... I was in the Jeep and... Brian put his face up against the door. He goes, "Give me one." He said something, I forget. But, yeah, scared me a little bit.
You were so... Wait, not you. He is so lucky that it was you.
Yeah.
And he didn't mistake you for someone right. else.
Then he was, like, I think crazy. He was talking to my dad in the pizza place and then came out. But, yeah.
He was probably like, "I'm gonna go to take this to bed."
But Brian actually believed that I had that iPhone. The iPhone. On last show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you give that shit back.
Yeah, I gave it back.
William Williams, looking
for it. I gave it back.
I gave it back to him. Good.
I was like, here you go. Whatever. I'm sorry I took it and pretended it was mine.
Did he at least offer you a smooth Colt 45?
He did.
Okay, good.
He also mentioned in a voicemail Death Proof and the Best Buy.
Alright, I got two problems with Brian right there.
Yeah?
Best Buy? I was in there.
Nothing special?
Nothing special about it right now.
It's just in Baldwin.
I think that's what makes it so great.
Yeah, is that it's in Baldwin.
I fucking move out of Baldwin and they finally get something cool.
Mm.
Death Proof, good movie.
Not as good as...
But the greatest part of...
Grindhouse
was Planetara.
Yeah. I'm going to wait on getting the DVD and I'm going to wait till they bunch them together.
And it's going to be more
make
money.
Make a special edition or whatever and you get cool shit on it.
What do you think?
She loves Death Proof.
I like Death Proof a lot, though.
Death Proof was...
I think Death Proof is more of a girl movie.
Chick Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Quentin's movies have some chick power in them.
So, yeah.
All right, if you like awesome endings...
Yeah.
Death Proof.
Yes.
That is an awesome ending.
Right. Yes. Planetara, if you like awesomeness.
Right. If you like pure awesome from...
Right.
What do they call it? Black to Black in film?
Yes. Yeah.
From Black to Black, if you like pure awesome...
Yeah. It's fucking amazing. The movie. Love that.
Check it out, like, this first voicemail.
What?
Check this out.
We already played a voicemail.
Number two. Alright, playing second voicemail.
Hey, Matt and Joe, this is, Andre the Giant's cousin, Steve. Steve the Giant. You know those Apple iPhone commercials? I did those commercials with my hands, because I got big hands, because I'm Steve the Giant, Andre the Giant's cousin. Apple was like, hey, it's Steve the Giant, Andre the Giant's cousin. And I was like, hey, Apple computers. And they were like, do you want to do a commercial for an iPhone? Because it's kind of chunky. And I was like your mom, Apple computers? Ah! And then they said, yeah. And then they said, you're going to make it look small with your big hands. So I just want to tell you that's who did it, Steve Giant, Andre the Giant's cousin. Alright. Nope. Jeez.
What? Well, that's Steve. I never heard of him before.
He's not as well known as his cousin, Andre.
I didn't know they used a bigger hand model. I didn't think it was that big.
It's pretty big. Well, you saw it in front of the Apple store, right?
Right, yeah.
That's a pretty big phone.
Yeah, it is kind of big.
Brooke Hogan can probably use it.
Brooke Hogan, like, probably has two of them in her giant purse.
Speaking of Hulk Hogan, do you hear about his son getting into a car accident?
No.
Nick Hogan, this is not even a bit, Nick Hogan got into a car accident.
Is he okay?
Well, when it comes crashing down and it hurts his side.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's okay. Hulk Hogan saved the day.
Yeah.
He did the atomic jaws of life.
Awesome.
Not really, I think he's okay, but his friend that was in the car is not in good condition.
Oh. Well, he like races cars, doesn't he? I think he races cars. We were just watching. Me and Naomi were watching Hogan Knows Best.
They gave him a baby.
Yeah, he had like this little baby.
One of those plug-in babies.
Why did they give him?
Take the battery out, you kill it.
Because Hulk Hogan never had the birds and the bees discussion with him.
So he just gives him a baby.
So yeah, took the easy way out.
I
guess
love
how that got there.
There's a baby. You came because I did your mom. All right, later, goat cheese. So he's saying goat cheese, Hulk Hogan.
He likes goat cheese, I hear.
My mom's a big fan of goat cheese.
I don't like goat cheese that much.
Mm. Yeah. I like it. That's I like good stuff.
Kind of whenever I hear something from you, I just turn to Naomi. Thinking she'd have the opposite answer, usually.
She doesn't like pizza. I love it.
Well, I like goat cheese.
What if you had a goat cheese pizza?
Ugh.
Oh.
Delicious
that I might do.
Goat cheese pizza.
I might try that.
Would you drink the milk of a cow you milked yourself?
Is it like...
still warm?
Yeah.
Because like, I think that'd be utterly disgusting.
Oh! Let's do that. Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
That's good. Good one. Thanks, Paul Schaefer.
No problem.
Sounds just like you. Speaking of celebrities.
Yeah? You got a phone call?
We got a phone call. Let's play it.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Lamar Burton from, Reading Rainbow, Star Trek. I play Geordi. He's blind. Funny that he was blind and I did a show about reading. Dope cheese.
Hey, Ben, Joe. Wait, I'm set sore. Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Phil Moore, the host of Nick Arcade. About to play some fucking Sega on a Magna fucking doodle. Dope cheese.
Nick Arcade, we did not watch that last night.
We didn't make
failed.
It.
Yeah, we failed tons of times. It's on at 4 in the morning, Joe.
Alright, over the summer, or no, over the next break I have,
right.
I'm going to do that with you.
Okay.
I'm going to stay up all night, okay. Nick Arcade.
Nick Arcade. HD.
Oh, I don't get an HD. I don't get gas in HD. Your mom does.
Good one.
Thank you. So, I pick up the pig pair. And stroke.
Okay.
As I got better, I pick up a paper.
OJ, a piece of paper or the newspaper?
The newspaper.
Okay.
OJ Simpson's going to jail?
Yeah, because he killed a lady. They finally said, guilty!
They're like, enough is enough.
Yeah.
No, really, why? What?
I don't know. I heard he robbed a bank or something. There's like a phone call of like some guy who says like, O.J. Simpson.
We get that,
Robbie.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Let's play that.
Okay.
This is Naomi Campbell. I'm calling you 911 because O.J. Simpson's robbing my store.
Give me this phone right now. I'm O.J. Simpson. I robbed your phone. I'm at the red bank. Dope cheese.
You should come back and say that.
I'm O.J. Simpson. Just do the phone.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That was
there you go.
That was scary.
I'd be a little scared if I was,
Naomi Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why, 911 didn't pick up the phone. Like, it was sounding like she left a message. Why? Like, she was, like, talking to no one. Like, she left a message for 911. That's weird.
That is weird. I thought that would be, I thought there would be someone in line.
Right. Maybe they were busy.
She should have tried OnStar.
Yeah.
Instead. I love those. You see those?
Yeah, those commercials are weird.
You like those?
I do. They warm my heart.
Kelly Ripa.
You ever seen an OnStar commercial?
Yeah. There's like
Commerce Bank.
You think of Commerce.
No. I'm thinking of OnStar. Also, Jeff Gordon, the race car driver.
I've seen that one.
There's famous people on OnStar commercials. It's like, you don't have to be a star to be treated like a star or something.
And neither of those people are stars.
OnStar. Coming to you live. On your car.
Is there a DJ there now?
Alright, so you promised on the pre-show that you'd tell us some duty stories. Tell us one, maybe we'll save some more for the other shows that we do.
Yeah, if you did watch the pre-show, I promised 3 duty stories. Mm-hmm. I'm cutting it down to 1.
Okay. Make it a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're eating anything, I suggest you put it away. Not in your tummy. Don't put it in your tummy, it's gross. The wife and I went to Wendy's the other day.
Right.
If you're ever going to Wendy's, don't go to the East Rockaway Wendy's.
East Rockaway, bad.
I'm taking it off the Zagat list, and I'm never going there again.
Is that from Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Okay. He's got a list of food that he eats.
There's also a Zangief list. Anywho.
Okay. Don't go with the Blanca list, because he's an animal. He eats everything.
He eats humans.
Yeah. He eats people's faces.
This person might have ate some humans.
What?
All right. We're at Wendy's, and I'm like, hey, why don't I be hygienic? Go to the bathroom, wash my hands before I order some delicious fast food.
Sounds like a great idea.
Right? Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
Walk into the bathroom, and a man comes out before me, and I think nothing of it.
Right.
Because this is one of those bathrooms.
Does this service many men?
Good question, Ben. Excellent question. It only services one man per
time.
Paper. By the way, I said service many men, so don't make fun of Ben. That's my line. That's my line to make fun of.
I think we did talk about that on the show.
We probably did. So anyway, what's your worst nightmare?
Batman.
Now imagine Batman throws you into a bathroom.
Okay.
Okay? Have you ever seen... That's right, I'm going to say this. Have you ever seen the smell?
No.
Has the smell ever
been...
No, but, like, so bad, the air is just thicker, and you can see, like, this...
No.
Like, gross particles in your way. I'm like, all right, just a smelly bathroom. Nothing wrong with that. Most men's rooms smell.
Right.
Right? What good men's room doesn't smell?
Mm-hmm.
Like an ass?
Yeah.
No, it's worse. It's worse. Mm-hmm. I go over to the... Because only one person in there.
Right.
You know, at a time. So I go over to the toilets. I'm thinking, I might as well pee before I get some food. Well, I didn't want food ever for the next week.
Oh, my God.
Whoever was in there before me...
Right.
Yeah. Not only did they shit, I think they shit out parts of their body.
Oh, my God.
I think innards of their body came out with the shit.
So it wasn't all brown. It was, like, red?
It was just...
Organs
in there.
Wow.
It was like human just decomposing, disemboweled.
Wow.
Alright. There wasn't enough water in the toilet to contain the amount of shit that was in there. That's right.
Now, do you believe that this man who came out before you...
I have my reasons to believe this,
was this guy.
He was a tall, skinny man with glasses and balding. Hmm. In fact, he kind of looked like the father from Elf. Willie?
Really?
Looks a little bit like Willie.
Hey, Willie.
You
made a poop.
A big, nasty, disgusting poop.
Wow. Speaking of Willie, we got a call.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, Joe, this this is Max Wright. I played Willie and Alf. Listen, I just wanted to call in and tell you I love the show, but I can't talk too long because I'm about to eat the biggest burrito sandwich ever with lots of mayonnaise and bran muffins on top. All right, I gotta go. Dope cheese.
Oh, gross. It was him.
Oh. Can't believe we got a voicemail to confirm that.
Yeah.
Here I've been, not even knowing we had that.
So, I think that's it for the show today.
Yeah, I can't tell another duty story. I might throw up.
So, check us out at iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. Also, check out our awesome new groupies page at iHeartSnacksGroupies.ing.com.
Ing! Yeah. Also, don't forget to give us a call, guys, like Brian did, and right. Steve the Giant, and Willie Tanner there.
718-304-7856. Nice.
And if you're a girlfriend or a wife of the show, listen.
Yeah, just listen. Or be a part. Hey. Thanks, Naomi.
Thanks for coming out, Naomi.
Yay!
Sonic the Hedgehog.
We just got a rapid fire for today. About jokes. Famous people calling in and telling their
is
best
it like
jokes.
Like that movie?
What?
The movie with the one joke? It's like that?
Kind of, but it's all different jokes.
Oh, okay. So it's nothing like that. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Hey, guys. Steve Carell from The Office. I got a good joke for you. What do you get when you cross a pirate with a pedophile? R. Kelly. Dope cheese.
Hey guys, Anderson Cooper. I got a joke for you guys. How do you make a pickle? Some bread and some Cocoa Krispies. Dope cheese.
Hey Ben, Joe, Michael Keaton. You know, from Jack Frost fame. Listen, speaking of Jack Frost, what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Frostbite.
Hey guys, it's Britney Spears. What do you do when you want a tissue to dance? You put a little boogie in it. Dope cheese.
Z Kyle, Ben and Joe, this is Hitler. How do I tie my shoes? In little nuts. Dope cheese. Kill the Jews.
Hey Ben and Joe, this is Ricky. Damn kill to damn boy advanced connectivity. Dope cheese.
Right here. What's brown and sticky? A stick. And my shit. No cheese.